You should know by now that the first thing when you step into this room is that clothes are not allowed in here. Strip quickly. You have 5 seconds. No, I am your mistress, slave. I don't need to follow any rules. I'm the one who makes the rules. Now, stop with the questions and get on all fours. Immediately. Good. Follow me. I'm assuming if you're here, it means you enjoyed our last few sessions. Did I say you could speak? No. It's funny to think you would even consider the fact that I was asking for your opinion. Clearly, I haven't done my job properly, if you think so. And the message hasn't quite been received yet. I'm gonna make sure to change that today. I'll consider this as your first strike, slave. You better be careful from now on. Now, keep crawling. As I was saying, if you came back to me, it means your contorted masochist brain craves even more. More of what only I can give to you. That is understandable. Not many people are willing to take things this far. Lucky for you, I enjoy it as much as you do, and I will gladly comply with your desire. But let me remind you, here you have no power, no rights, no opinions. You depend entirely on my will. And whatever I decide to do with you. After all, that's the reason you're here. You want to be controlled, overpowered, and dominated. And that's exactly what I'm going to do, little slave. I'll penetrate you, not only physically, but mentally. I will plant my claws so deep into you, you're going to crumble just at the thought of that come to mind. And that's because I will not rest until each and every part of you belongs to me. But in order for that to happen, I need to prepare you. Stand on your knees. I'll put this collar around your neck. There you go. Now, you truly look like a pet slave. And I love this little ringer attached to it. I can just put my finger in and pull you close to me. Ah, there it is. My slave's pretty face, staring down at the floor, just like a good, submissive little puppy. Good. The first thing you're going to do today is serve me by licking and kissing my feet. You heard me, slave. What are you waiting for? This is not a request. This is an order. Take off my heels and start before I lose my patience. That's it. Lower your head down and start kissing and licking just like a good pet slave. What a wonderful sensation. Your tongue tingles and send shivers all over my body. Look up at me, my little pet. I want to see your eyes. Here they are, already pleading for my blessing. Already so eager to please me. Very good. Now, run your tongue up, over my ankle. Yes. Keep going. I want your mouth glued to my body until I say otherwise. Yes, my slave. Lick your way up over my leg and knee. That's it. And onto my thigh. Yes. So close to my most precious part. The one I'm sure you're so eager to taste and to fill on your lips. But I want you to stop right before you get there. I said stop. Good slave. Keep kissing my inner thigh and stay right there. You don't get to do anything more than that. I need you to keep your cravings under control, my little pet, if you don't want to face any consequences. Now watch me as I take off the only indument that I'm wearing. Yes, let's get rid of these panties, shall we? There we go. Put your head right in between my thighs, slave. That's it. Let the smell of my pussy inebriate your brain. Yes. Take it all in. Good. Feel the scent running through your nose. Sniff it like a good eager pet who can't get enough. Hey. Did I say you could touch it, let alone lick it? You don't deserve it, slave. You don't deserve it until I say so. This is your second strike today, pet. Try that again and see what happens. You're sorry? You know, I was going to let you lick it today, but since your behaviour hasn't been amusing as it should have been, I'm going to torture you instead. Yes. Start stroking yourself. Now. I want you to edge for me and keep your face buried between my thighs as you do. That's it. If I feel even the slightest bit of tongue running on my body, I'm going to punish you. I would chain you up and beat you till your pretty skin would be covered in bruises and blood. Your perverted little mind would probably enjoy that at first, but you'll quickly realise how much pain your mistress can inflict you if only given a good enough reason. And as much as you want to be treated like the little worthless pet slave that you are, I also know what you crave the most is your mistress's approval. So be a good pet and do as you're told. Do as mistress says. Keep stroking and keep your face close to your mistress's cunt. Yes, just like that. Whimper into it. Like a good little slut. Don't you dare come for any reason. Even if I put my legs around your shoulders like this and push you even further, smothering you in between my thighs. You just keep your tongue to yourself, slave, and your hands on that hard cock. Feel the heat radiating from my cunt and feed off of it. Yes. Good pet. Let me rub myself on your face a little. Yes. Jack faster, my slave. I want to see that cock throbbing and drooling with pre-cum. That's it. I can feel your breath getting heavier by the second. What a good slave. Trying so hard to resist the temptation of exploding right in front of me. Okay, that's enough. You can stop now, my slave. Stop before you can't contain yourself anymore. Here, I'll let you go. That's it. Recollect yourself. I still have more to subject you to. I told you I was going to penetrate you, didn't I? Stay on your knees. I'm going to take my strap and put it on. Which one shall I use today? The normal size? Or, yes, I'm going to go with this one. This should be enough to make you cry and whimper like a good little bitch. Your eyes are widening, my little pet. What, are you afraid? You know that your mistress likes to have you completely open for her. And this is just perfect for that. There, all done. Now, I'm going to grab this belt from my drawer. Do you remember what this bout can do, little slave? Relax. I'm not going to beat you with this time. I'm just going to put it right here, next to the bed. I want you to know that I have it close and within reach, just in case that you decide to go for the third strike. Now, crawl over to the bed and lay on your stomach. See? So good. Just the thought of the bout makes you follow orders and move faster than ever before. I should use it more often. But since I already know you're going to struggle to take this cock like a pathetic, whiny bitch, I'm going to tie your wrist to the headboard so that no matter what happens, no matter how much it hurts or how deep I want to go, you're just going to have to take it. And most of all, you won't be able to touch yourself in any way. But before I do, take this into your hand. You know what it's for. If you need me to stop for any reason, just drop it and I'll stop right away. Those are the rules. I need you to remember them. Good slave. Now, spread your arms above your head and give me your wrist. One is done. And then the other. There. You look perfect. So, ready to take your pounding like a good little bitch slut that you are? I'll put some lube on this cock, just because I don't want to ruin my fuck toy for good. Thank your mistress for being very generous with you, pet. Good. We're all set now. Spread your legs, slave. I'm gonna lay on top of you, making you feel my weight pressing against your body and my cock poking into your butt cheeks. Yes, my good little butt slave. Already trembling at the thought of me going deep inside of you. Such a good pet for his mistress. Are you ready to take this big cock into your trains at last? Slut. Oh, that's it. Relax your muscles. Feel the head making its way inside of you. Slowly opening you up. Do not resist me. No. No. Don't struggle. Don't you dare fucking struggle. You're going to take this cock one way or another, little slave. I don't care if it hurts. Bite the pillow if you have to. It's almost all the way inside. Just try to relax. Oh, that's it. There we go. Good slave. See? That wasn't hard, was it? I'm going to start thrusting now. I know. First few thrusts are the worst, but I need to go deep, slave. I need to have you completely stretched out. Whimper, moan, cry, and scream all you want. I'm not going to stop unless you use your safe word. I'm going to make this little asshole mine, so just take it. I own everything. Your ass, your body, your mind, even your pain and pleasure. It's all mine. I'm not going to be satisfied until I see your cum sprayed all over these sheets. I'm going to fuck it right out of you. That's it. Hard and deep. That's my good anal whore, moaning and whimpering for mistress's big cock every time I pull it out and then push it back in. Yes. Hitting you right in that sweet spot that makes you crave for more and more. But I don't think that's still enough for you, slave. I think I'm going to need to grab this bout Wrap it around your throat like this and pull tight. Yes. Make you struggle to breathe, just as I pound you. Shut up, bitch. You can come as I fuck your asshole or pass out. Your choice. I know that's what you like. Now you understand your place inside these walls. I own you, bitch. Not only your sweet little ass, but your entire being. Yeah, that's it, my little pet slave. Show your mistress how much of a depraved slut you really are. Come hard for me. You have my permission. Make a huge mess all over these sheets. Do it. Be a good bitch and come for your mistress right now. That's it. That's it. Good. You're such a good pet slave. So obedient and well trained. Doing exactly what mistresses told you. There. I can let you breathe now, little pet. Shh. It's all good. You're okay. It's over. You've been very, very good, pet. Very, very good. It's okay. Take a few moments. Mistress is extremely happy with how you did today. You're such a good pet slave for me. Catch your breath as I pull out and I take you out of the restraints. No, don't worry, I'm here. I'll be right beside you. There we go. Wrists are free. Now, turn around and lay your head on my chest, my precious pet. Yeah, just like this. Close your eyes. It's okay. You did so good today. I'm very pleased by you, pet. You know, the first time you showed up at my door, I didn't think you were going to last more than one session with me. But yet again, you've come back. And I'm very proud of the obedient and devoted pet slave that you've become for me. I'm a very lucky mistress. Yes, my sweet pet, I am. And you know that everything I say to you during our sessions is just for playtime. Does not apply to daily life. You also know that when I was choking you at the belt, I wasn't going to apply any real pressure. I knew that the thought of getting choked was going to be enough to push you over the edge. Remember, also, that you can always use your safe word or drop the item I give you. No matter what we're doing, we will stop immediately. Yes, even if we like to play rough, we need to be safe and mindful, always. But I admire the fact that you can take so much, pet. It just proves to me how strong and powerful you are. And I enjoy our sessions very much, just as much as you do. It's the truth, pet. I also enjoy cuddling you and comforting you after I've destroyed you. And I care about your well-being a lot. Don't you forget that. That's why after every session, I want to discuss with you what happened and what your thoughts and feelings on it are. It helps me to understand what directions to take and how I can assure that we always stay within the boundaries we've been settled on. But now it's time to relax, my pet. We'll think about this later. Now, I want you to breathe and rest for as long as it takes for you to get out of the headspace. Yes. Good pet. Right here, well protected in your mistress's arms. Safe and secure. Just as you deserve, my sweet little